What's up?
What's up?
You already know, man. It's the, wait, you do the intro, bro.
Oh man, it's the boxing shop. We're back at it. We got just me and Lukey today.
The shop is not as busy today.
It's a, what? Middle of the week, you know. Is what it is, but hey, we're ready to talk boxing at the shop as always.
Our panel experts 100% picked the
That's what I was saying, man. I was thinking we could maybe review the fights, but then I was like, you could actually just listen to last week, listen to the preview, and that's all you'll need to know, because we got that 100%.
You know, and some of these fight cards, I think that's going to be our gimmick, is like, you don't even have to tune in. You can just listen to the podcast, enjoy it, and then in the weekend, you can go out, if you want to watch the fight later, DVR it, but you don't have to focus on the fights as much.
Yeah. And like, I think we said it, we weren't even interested in those fights. I mean, we knew what was going to happen in that, right?
I mean, come on, dude, how did they trick everyone with Johnny Gonzalez?
Man, no one... I don't know, man. Gary Russell, you want to say it, Lukey? What'd he give him?
The beats. The business. Beats. He gave him the beats, the business.
Man. It's sad that, like, I don't know, you would have think more people saw that coming. But I mean, Gary Russell is legit one of the top of that weight class, and Johnny Gonzalez, I think I was saying, man, he just hit the lotto against Abner with that left hook. I mean, it was, I don't know.
Well, I don't even know. And by the way, I'm going to send you a gift this week. I'm going to send you a new microphone. I have an extra microphone at my house.
Am I cutting up again?
No, I'm just saying. I'm gonna give you the gift of a microphone, a Dynex.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, it's a $20 microphone that my boy at Best Buy gave me.
Hey, I'll put it to use.
You already know, man. That's how our squad, this is what's different about our squad than other squads. If I don't say I say we. I want us to all be eaten. So,
I'm ready.
I'm tired of this card, man. That card was weak as fuck. I'm tired of people trying to defend Vonis, Martirosi, and Jermell Charlo. I watched two rounds of that bro, I decided to go out drinking that night. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'd rather go to a craft beer place, walk there, and have a fun evening. And honestly, I chose the better decision.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I started to watch that fight, and then... Kentucky was playing, I think. They were like Ty. I forget who they were playing. I don't even like college basketball, but I watched the end of the Kentucky game over that Vonis fight. Tuned in to hear a unanimous decision, whatever, Charlo won. I mean, to be expected, right?
I'm not even going to get fake angry. Like, that's, like, I care. Like, bro, all these people with fake outrage.
Bro, my thing is with, like, Vonis. Dude, if you always have close fights, man, maybe switch it up. Maybe do something different. I don't know. Like, you're always complaining that it's a close fight. You got robbed. Man, maybe don't fight the same, right?
I mean, but it is Vonis. Like, I feel like he was in that loser mindset. Our boy Ari Gold Boss said, when you're already talking about the loser gets a tattoo, aren't you already planning on losing?
What was that bet? I saw something about that. Did they actually go through with it?
Well, I'm sure Vonis is gonna... I think Vonis is the new winner of, like, the lose and get a shitty tattoo. It used to be, like, Shane Mosley, Kelly Pavlik, and Miguel Cotto were the winners of that award, but now I think it's Vonis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm can't believe we're talking about Vonis.
Bro, I'm gonna keep it real. The most exciting card I'm excited for isn't really even boxing. I'm excited for BKB.
Oh, I'm going to watch. I don't know if I'd say excited. I think I said it last time. Like, yo, it's two people fighting, and chances are you're going to see a knockout. So sign me up. I don't even care who's fighting.
But see, here's how I'm looking at it. Who do you care to see more? Adonis Stevenson versus Saki Obika, or just some BKB shit?
Yeah, man, probably that BKB.
I'm just saying, I want to see that American Gladiators pit, bro.
Yeah, man, but actually, Stevenson Bika, it's probably gonna be entertaining because they're gonna be wrestling, holding, throwing punches.
Over under Ronda Rousey judo toss in this fight too.
Oh man, is that yeah? Definitely.
There's gonna be at least one, right?
There'll be a point where both fighters hit the ground. That's my guess. Like just a straight tackle.
Bro, Saki Obika does some weird ass shit where he'll like try to punch you with both hands and like throw some elbows and shit. Like, I don't know, man. This, like, are you getting this vibe that if it's like a PBC card, you just pick the favorite?
Hey, they're there for, especially when they're fighting a, oh, I guess Saki was a PBC fighter, but yeah, I mean, PBC's not dumb, right?
Is there any chance Stevenson, like, stops Saki Obika? Because I feel like his straight left hand is, like, all... it's probably the hardest punch in the division, but he doesn't really have anything else he does really that good. He just has a good straight left.
I mean, I think it's one of those fights where Kovalev has put on such a show and the talk of boxing that... I mean, Stevenson, if you're not going to fight this Kovalev, you got to at least make a case for yourself, so I think he has to just go for it. Whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know, because I think Beak is hard to catch flush because he is so awkward, so it'll be interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting if he knocks him out or not. I mean, I don't think it's a fight that, oh, I have to see it.
And just as we're talking, I'm uploading my newest episode to ITR of The Fight Life. So we got a new Fight Life that's going up. So by the time you hear this, people can check it out.
Who's it on?
It's on a female boxer named Casey Morton, who has a crazy-ass day. Get this, she wakes up at 2:57 every morning to jog, spars at 8 a.m., then does some, like, she works with Victor Conte and those guys and does this crazy strength and conditioning program, and then works out at, like, 8 o'clock at night in a boxing gym. So, essentially, like, boxing is her life.
Boxing is life. The fight life.
Hey, bro, our original programming is going hard.
I'll catch it. What is she? She's a pro or what?
Yeah, she's going to have her second fight in Richmond, California, coming up. So, and then hopefully this Friday I'll get another episode with Guy Robb.
Okay.
No, everyone loves Guy Robb.
Guy Robb, yeah, he's put on the fight of the year, so definitely one to watch.
You know, and the one before that we had Laron Mitchell, who's going to knock out Chris Areola coming up one of these days. He was like, I'm gonna beat him up for you, Lukey, because he was mean to you.
Areola was mean to you?
Areola was kind of a dick to me, yeah.
Let's hear that. What happened there?
I mean, I think I've told you the story. It was just, I went up to him really politely at the Thurman, and I'm like, hey, can I get an interview? And he goes, oh, yeah, but let me just, like, hang out and do my thing afterwards. And then I go up to get an interview with him after the fight, and it's like a week before the second Stavern fight. And then he just looks at me and he's like, I've never heard of you. And then he just, like, walked away.
Oh. So he hit you with, like...
You're not big enough.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's what it is, man.
So then, like...
Maybe you could probably be telling him that after the next fight.
So maybe, then...
Was he fighting eight... What was his last fight? An eight-rounder and he almost...
He
got
went...
knocked out or got beat.
He went... He had a pretty competitive fight with a guy.
With a guy.
With a live body. With someone who made...
Don't you want to just see Areola Deontay?
Actually, I don't wish that on any man that has no defense. Because that bomb squad...
Yo, that would be the meanest bomb squad, bro.
I feel like that would be like the Royal Rumble, bro. Like, if Deontay was in the Royal Rumble in WWE, he'd punch Ariola, and Ariola would turn around and then fly over the ropes. Like, I feel like it would be like a mixture of, like, the Sergey Lukovich fight and then Kermit Cintron, Paul Williams at StubHub.
Is that when he went diving out of the ring?
You know, I actually went to that fight, too, and I was super pissed. Do you know how lame that is to drive like 6 and a half?
They watched it. You were actually there.
I drove like 7 hours to go see it, and then this fucking asshole gets. And then people around me were like, "He didn't want to be in the fight." I'm like, "I don't care, bro. He fucking flew out of the ring, and I paid to see this bullshit." I was mad, but actually, that speaking of the level of how bad the fights are, kind of this week. Let's talk about, like, what's the worst fight you ever, like, got excited to see? Like, what was the worst fight that you got up? That you were, like, you got food, you set your day up, and then you sat down and, like, it just sucked.
I think the one that comes to mind is the Hopkins-Dawson.
Oh, that's the worst pay-per-view I ever bought.
With a shoulder injury. That's when the shoulder injury happened, right?
Yeah, well, that was like, if I remember right, that was a weird time because I think that was right after my uncle died. So, like, my family was all weird and I was somewhere all by myself. Like, it wasn't at my house, but it was like at someone's house. I was house sitting and I bought the pay-per-view there and I actually put the money down in their house. And then, like, I was going through some emotional stuff, too. And I just remember, like, how angry I was. I bought it to be, like, relaxed and happy. You know, like, how if you buy a pay-per-view, sometimes, like, you feel like an adult. You're like, oh, I bought that. And you can sit back and roll. That one had, like, the worst closure. A close second, though, was Sergio Mora versus Sugar Shane Mosley. Because I was in Europe and I woke up at like 6 a.m. to watch that fight. And I thought Sergio Mora just like beat him.
I'm trying to think of other bad fights. I know there are a lot, but...
Hashim Rahman, I remember having a bad one.
And Rios Abril was pretty bad.
Oh, I thankfully missed out on that one. I just didn't... Because that was... when Marquez had a pay-per-view with some random Russian dude, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then they were like, but Brandon Rios is on the card.
Yeah. Man, I just remember it was like, that was such a letdown. Because you had Rios, Gamboa was supposed to fight. Then whatever happened, so then you get Abril stepping in. So then you're like, all right, well, maybe I'll just see a Rios knockout, you know? And then you just saw the ugliest fight. Controversial decision. It was just bad.
Well, I have to say that the most ridiculous thing about that is what Brandon Rios said when I was going through and I did the best of ITR radio was when he was like, man, Gamboa is like Waldo. Nobody can find that motherfucker.
Because he wasn't going to press conferences or anything.
Well, Brandon Rios had the funniest press conference when he went up there serious and was like, this little vagina face, this little midget fucker. So all you critics saying Gamboa is going to kick my ass, fucking write down that shit and shit. Like it was just like the most vulgar, awkward, but at the same time polite like statement.
I actually had tickets to that fight. I was hyped. And then, yeah. Fight got changed, so they gave
card
me my money back, though.
Card subject to change.
Yeah, but they did give me my money back, so I was happy about that. I remember being hyped, though, because I think Rios was like, I want to say like a two to one underdog, and I was like, yo, Rios has this easy. But yeah, fight didn't happen. I didn't get to place any bets. Is what it is.
Do you know what my biggest regret is? And I hope that they do it again. Was when Vegas had the Sergio Martinez Chavez fight, and then there was the Canelo Lopez fight. My biggest regret was just not going to that Canelo Lopez fight because everyone wanted to be at the other fight.
Yeah.
That's
I was at the Canelo Lopez fight, man, and I was happy with my decision.
That just seems like that would have been a fun atmosphere to be in.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of people on there. That was Maidana, Soto Carrasco on that card. It was a good card. Good atmosphere. Tickets were cheap. And it was there, right there in the casino, man. I think Chavez and Martinez were, like, down at Thomas and Mack. So.
Yeah, I hate the Thomas and Mack, man.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched a fight there, but I also have no desire to watch a fight there.
Yeah,
I'm watching Judah Mayweather, and they actually fought at the Thomas and Mack.
I'm sorry that you watched that fight.
You know me, I was just scouting, seeing what Floyd could do against the Southpaw.
You know, because we're actual professionals here. You know, but I don't know. I still think that you, me, and Licks, we need to do a Vegas for one of those Gary Russell, Johnny Gonzalez cards. One of those lower tier cards. And then we could do a in-person podcast.
Yeah, those are the cards to go to, man, because then you're going to get, like, throughout the card, you're going to have decent fights, you know?
I like going to, people always laugh at me, but I like going to club shows over the big shows, because the big shows, they're just trying to sell you too much shit. Like, at Mayweather-Pacquiao, it's going to be like, buy a $50 program. Here's Justin Bieber.
Collector's item, drink, collector item.
Yeah. Bro, I don't know. I'm a little...
Tickets still aren't on sale for that, though.
But I don't think they ever will be.
Is that they're just going to keep...
They're just going to...
keep delaying.
It's going to be the fight night, and they never went on sale. People are going to be like, how the hell did people get in there? You got to...
I was thinking, like, because, I mean, it's pretty much like a... luck of the draw. I was thinking, I'm gonna try to get some tickets just to flip them, because I mean, they're gonna go what, like 10 times the face value.
Shit, I'd be that nice guy. I'd flip them for like 2 to 3 times.
That's what I'm saying. So if I could get the cheapest one's like
$1,500. Damn. So 450.
$1,500. Yeah.
Four racks. You could get
two tickets. It's 3 plus taxes. But yeah, what? Can I make 10 off of it?
I mean, I'd put it at 8. I'd put up 8 grand. I'd say 8 grand for 2 tickets. Give them like a little deal.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, that's like what? That's the whole world trying to get those, and the what rumors that there's going to be like 1,000 of them, so.
I don't know. I think that whole thing, the way they're going about this fight, is really goofy. Do you even care that they're doing, like, this different type of reality series? Like, I don't even think I'm going to watch a single episode.
Man, I'll watch it just because that's what I do. I watch boxing stuff, but it's not going to get me more hype. Like, There's really something new every day with those guys, whether it's sparring partners talking, or latest thing I read is that Mayweather Sr. is going to retire soon, probably retire with Floyd. I don't know. But good thing is we're about a month out exact, so bring it on.
Let's see. I'm just tagging people in this... the Casey Morton video. I'm calling out all the big dogs. I'm trying to get those views up, you know?
Those views.
Hey, did you see we got an exclusive? We got an exclusive Victor Conte on the website.
Oh, really?
We got an exclusive.
Well, it's not an exclusive because I've seen some other stuff about him, but are we going to get our own Errol Spence interview?
We already know. We're busting maneuvers over here. And I think the Lukey...
You doing that interview?
No.
No?
No.
Who's doing it?
I don't know.
I thought you had it.
I mean, if I'm doing it, it'll be a solid one.
I suggested you.
Well, I guess I'll probably do it then.
I want to know the real, though. want to know, did he really give AB the beats a while back when we heard about it?
I think I've talked to Earl Spence. Because I think I've literally asked him that question. Because you know me, I'm the one that the fighters will get mad at, because I'll just be real, real up front. My favorite was Ryan Bibbins. I was telling him he clowned me. He's like, oh, yeah, well, I think Peter Quinn's a little sensitive and doesn't quite understand things, because he was like, I wrote an article on him, and then after we're done, he thanked me about writing the article and wished me luck. He was like, good luck on your article, and he was like, I appreciate that. So, but I'm a Peter Quinn fan, you know, but I don't know. But Earl Spence is kind of one of those guys where it's kind of like, if he doesn't make the move up kind of soon, then he kind of hits that weird limbo spot.
Well, I mean, I think it's coming, because he's going to be on PBC, so... I mean, you got him. That's making the move, right? If you're going to be on network television?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I just don't know how this stuff works. You know, like, I understand how I'd book it, but I don't understand
They have so many fighters from, like, 140 to 154. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do with the prospects? How long do you let them be prospects? How quick do you get the guys on the, you know, the tail end? How quick do you feed them to these prospects? I don't know.
Well, that was one thing that struck me about Robert Guerrero, is the fact that he said that Al Haymon told him, how many times do you want to fight this year? And one thing that made me think was, oh, so if you want to fight a lot, he's going to kind of put you in to be the barometer to young fighters. Wouldn't that be your assumption?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see that.
Because if you're being asked if you want to...
Especially Guerrero, you lost to Floyd, you lost to Thurman, which possibly the two best in the division, but if you can't beat those guys...
You gotta throw in my boy the chocolate brownie, though. Kell Brook. Because he said if he lands that chocolate brownie right on Sean Porter, he can't... I just fuck with that. He said a chocolate brownie.
Who's it? Brook said that?
Yeah. He's got that chocolate brownie right.
He's calling it?
Yeah, the chocolate brownie.
Yeah.
I think he beats Amir Khan.
Oh, man. You see, Amir Khan, to me, he's like the most underrated fighter.
But that chocolate brownie, bro. Like, I think the chocolate brownie might get Floyd a problem. Because if he lands the chocolate brownie, bro, it's a game changer. Did you see what he did to the Inuit? Inuit Jojo Dan? Isn't his name Inuit?
I did not watch that fight.
Yeah, he got hit with a chocolate brownie and he started fucking slipping like a water. Well, I mean, you don't have to. It's not like, what was that fight that I made you watch the highlight of? Where that dude came in and then he was drunk?
Yeah, that Cuban dude got beat.
He got a dip. He got a drunk in public. His ass got knocked down and then he started.
I can't believe I'm actually typing in Jojo Dan.
Dude, Kell Brook, in my opinion, is a really good fighter.
I don't know where you're getting this from, Lukey.
My eyes.
The eye test? He passes the eye test for you? Let's see, I'm watching it. Jojo Dan, you're garbage, bro. There's one knockdown.
This is the real Ray highlight portion.
We're just watching. Let's see. Here goes Brooke. There's Jojo Dan. A couple slapping punches. Looping. Kell Brook, calm, composed.
And that chocolate brownie right.
Yeah, but he's not really landing anything big. I think Brooke's the fight that all the welterweights want. Because you're not going to beat Floyd. You're not going to beat Thurman, but you might beat Kell Brook.
I think him versus Rios is a really good fight.
Yeah, you know, Rios has been pushing for that. Yo, like I said, man, any welterweight that wants to be champion, that's the fight, because you're not going to beat the other two. So who does Kell Brook get next, you think? You think Rios gets that?
Well, what did he said, Queen Kong, your whiskers are funny. He said something to Amir Khan.
But I think Khan said he can't fight whenever Brook wanted to because of Ramadan. So that's not going to happen.
Man, I'm starting to get annoyed with Amir Khan just because it seems like there's too many stipulations to when he fights. Like, they're just like, it's not a very intuitive process.
Like, I think he beats Broner, though, you know?
Oh, who, Amir Khan?
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Right?
Yeah, he beats him. I'm just saying, like, it shouldn't be this complicated where, like, we have to sit and think if Amir Khan can fight or not fight. And I'm not just saying it because of Ramadan. I'm just saying there's a lot of moving parts when you're booking an Amir Khan fight. Yeah. So I'd like to play our newest game for today. Who fights first? Andre Ward, Miguel Cotto, or Mikey Garcia?
Cotto, man. Cotto has a match, doesn't he?
Nope. HBO today didn't approve it unless he signs for Canelo. Oh,
unless he signs for Canelo. Man, that dude's... Canelo has that dude shook for
sure. You know he doesn't want to do that.
I know the reason, but I just can't believe... He just won't take the fight.
Come on, man. You know what's going to happen to that boy. Just let that boy eat for a second.
Well, no, I mean, I guess his contract, he's going to eat regardless, but where is the dude going to fight? Like, if HBO doesn't show it, then go run to ESPN?
No, it's going to be on, like, Fox Sports 1. Isn't that what Rock Nation, they... put all their cards Fox Sports 1, and then everyone was like, Jay-Z does it so much bigger than any other promoter. He doesn't do things wrong. He puts on shows on Fox Sports 1 and has like a 20-minute rapper segment that was like really bad.
Fabulous. You know what the saddest part about that was? He, Fabulous, you know, the crowd was dead, and then he did, what's the dude in jail? Bobby Shmurda. He did the Bobby Shmurda track. That was the hypest the crowd got. Fabulous raps that whole song. I'm like, Fab, that's not even your song, bro. Like, that's just sad. Like,
a week ago, did he do the Bobby Shmurda dance?
I don't think he did the dance, but he did But he did the whole song. It's not even his song. Fab, at least throw on one of your verses. Like, and that was the hypest the crowd was.
That's like I went to an Andre Nicotina concert back in the day, and he just did a Tell Me When to Go. Like, he just played Tell Me When to Go by E-40 and just did karaoke. And I'm like, this is lame. And it was like he played it, like, 3 times in a row just because at that time that song was, like, the biggest song out.
Fab took notes from that because he did that.
Man, that's...
Hey, Luki, what are your thoughts on... I got some heat from a few people because I called Ray Beltran a bum. What are your thoughts on bums? Is that... Are you not allowed to call people bums in boxing?
I don't know. I think it really, there's a bunch of factors. The number one thing about calling someone a bum is, like, can I see them in person? Like, I think the biggest factor for calling someone a bum is, will I run into them? Because they will probably try to fuck you up or, like, cuss at you or make you feel really shitty. So if there's a chance I can run into someone in person, they never will be a bum. That's kind of my first and foremost rule. But, I think,
but both people. That's so disrespectful. Disrespect. I'm like, man. But to me, like, I call people bums every day. If you can't do what you're trying to do, you're a bum. Ray Beltran tries to win fights. He doesn't win fights.
Damn,
you're a bum,
bro. Damn, that's harsh.
Throwing out example, man. Like, yo, LeBron's playing and he's trying to make a shot and he can't make a shot all game, I'm gonna be like, bro, you're a bum, come on. I don't get what boxing fans they like take that word real serious. Is that just a boxing thing or what?
Well, I do feel like boxing in general has some potty mouth police out there, and like people that like they don't want to have a good time. Like, I feel like a lot of boxing fans, like, they'll be like, that wasn't a good fight. You need to watch this fight from Asia that no one saw. Like, there's a lot of boxing fans that just kind of try to, I feel like, try to ruin your time. Like, you can't just have a good time. Like, you can't.
I can't just say what I want.
Well, you can't just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like if we're joking around and just being buddies and just having, like, talking, like, how we talk when we watch a fight, there's always going to be someone that's like, oh my god, that's so offensive. I can't believe you guys would talk like ordinary guys who watch boxing.
That's a bad compliment, like, I don't know.
Well, I think that there's a lot of, but like, I don't think Ray Beltran's a bum. I think Ray Beltran is kind of a guy who has had kind of a tough career, and his record doesn't indicate the type of fighter he is, and I think he's the type of guy that is in a tough spot because the guys that he knows he could beat are guys that don't have to fight him. So he constantly has to take really tough fights. So for Ray Beltran, I wouldn't call him a bum because I think that he constantly has to take these really hard fights to get fights.
So I got told, do your research. I got told Ray Beltran's a great fighter. Have you ever heard Ray Beltran's a great fighter?
He's a good fighter.
Bro, come on.
I'm not using the word. Hey, to be a sparring partner, you have to be a good fighter. I'm serious.
No, I mean, I agree. You got to be in there with the best.
You've got to be capable. Like, Ray Beltran is a capable fighter. And any given night, he could probably win a fight. Is he like an A-level fighter? No, he's like a B-minus B-level fighter. I feel like you want to say something, but you're biting your tongue right now.
No, I don't bite my tongue. No, that's fine. Like, I just don't see it. Because it came up because he's going to be headlining the True TV card.
See, I don't even get True TV, so I don't care.
Well, like, my thing was like, come on. You have this, you know, everyone's so obsessed with TV. So you get a TV deal or whatever, and then you're going to give me Ray Beltran?
Dude, this is a new thing that I care about. People fake caring about, like, fight cards on networks that no one watches. Like, why did anyone care that CBS Sportsnet got fights? I don't care. I'm never going to watch them. Unless someone tells me they're going to be good. Doesn't matter. I never need to watch those fights unless they come live to me and I can be there in person. Don't care whatsoever. True TV, they cut it off of my TV package. Guess what? I've never missed it. And guess what? I'm not going to watch any fights on that card unless they put something that I find entertaining. Now, is a Ray Beltran fight against an Asian guy something that I'd be interested in? Yeah, maybe. But I mean, what is it, like a Friday night? I mean, there's probably something I should be doing. To be really honest, I mean, I only have so many days to be alive. And I mean, you can't just be sitting at home watching boxing.
You're not going to waste it on a... Who's the Asian fighter?
I don't... See, that's the thing. I actually think Ray Beltran's a good fighter. But if he's fighting a guy that I've never heard of, I mean, wouldn't you assume that he's getting the belt? If it's a top rank show?
Yeah, man, no, it's Ray Beltran. He's not getting no belt. Though, I guess they could give him the belt and then he can just, you know, pass it off to the next fighter.
This is the thing. Who is elite at lightweight? Everyone at lightweight moved out of lightweight.
Oh, here we go. I got the WBO rankings right here, which is the belt they're gonna be fighting for. It is vacant. You wanna know the number one guy?
Yeah, is it Ray Beltran?
No, it's my boy from H-Town.
Omar Figueroa?
Juan Diaz.
No fucking shit.
Yeah, Ray Beltran actually ducked him last year, though, if you remember.
And then
two is the Takashiro Ayo. I don't know.
I think that's who's fighting Ray Beltran.
Okay, and Beltran's ranked 5, so 2 versus 5.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the rankings, there's no one else I'd rather see.
I mean, like, if you look at this division, I mean, shit, if you could get to 135, Ray, and you could rack up a couple of wins, I feel like you'd be fighting for the IBF.
I don't know, man. Mickey Bay's quick.
How funny is that that they robbed Miguel Vasquez and no one cares?
Bro, I was passing. I was
Everyone
watching that
fell
fight. I was
asleep.
passing. Miguel Vasquez is. Oh, I probably shouldn't say this. I'll offend people. Miguel Vasquez is trash, bro.
No, but everyone fell asleep in that fight, so I was mad when people got fake outraged. Because, like, no one was even tweeting about the fight. No one was watching it.
No, I remember. I was outside. I came in. Who's winning? Every time I came in, they were doing the same thing. Who's even the best in that division? Because Crawford's gone, right?
Yeah, and
Figueroa is gone.
I mean, Gamboa or Linares or Ray Beltran. No, I'm serious. Like, Ray Beltran might be the best lightweight in the world right now.
You and Ray Beltran homies, bro?
No, but I'm down with Ray Beltran. Remember when he came on?
Did he? I must have missed that show.
No, you were asking him questions. I think you, like, asked him, like, all of your questions were about the Pacquiao training camp.
That's what he's known for, bro. You can't get mad at me for that.
You were just, like, asking him, so you're known for being in camp with people. So, like, who was the hardest puncher that you've been in? Like, none of your questions were about the fight. It was just about, like, so when you're in camp, you were just asking him, like, sparring questions.
Bro, that's what he's known for. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Man, that's ridiculous. But lightweight, I mean, this is a terrible division right now.
I see Rod Salka in there.
Rob Salka? Have you ever seen that Gilly the Kid video where he's like, my boy's going to knock out Rob Salka?
Man, I think Juan Diaz is a shot. I see they have your boy ranked, Hank Lundy.
Hey, I don't think Hank can make lightweight anymore, though.
That's like the... No one can stay at 135, huh?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of hard for an adult to weigh 135 pounds. Like, I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, I'm not the biggest guy, and I don't think I could hit 135.
I couldn't hit 135.
I'm, like, 160.
But there's really... People kind of just walk over 135.
And then they go to 140, and then it's like...
And then they lose their power, and they're not the same fighter.
Man, what's up with your boy, Omar Figueroa? He pulled a Chavez. he got a DUI in his training camp.
No, I read it was
like an old one.
Yeah, it was a while back. He got the warrant while in training. Doesn't surprise me, though. I don't know, man. I'm just looking at 135, and there's a lot of bums. Oh no, I can't say that.
Okay, so let's look at this weekend's fight schedule. We got April 2nd. We got Julian Ramirez fighting a guy I've never heard of, but it's Julian Ramirez's first 10-round fight. Julian Ramirez, really good fighter. So should people tune into this?
No, but. Yes and no. What do you want to hear first?
Probably no.
Alright, you don't need to tune into this. Julian Ramirez is going to win. A couple years ago, this wouldn't even be on TV because Julian's that early in his career. That's why. That's why I'd say no. Yes, because Julian Ramirez is one of the better fighters. I think he probably has... You know, he has kind of a star quality with the cowboy hat. I feel he's going to be a big part of Golden Boy's future. So, yeah, tune in and, you know, watch him from the beginning. So there you go. There's my yes, my no and yes answers.
Yeah, it does feel kind of like Golden Boy's kind of like, fuck, what do we do? Like, they're kind of, like, rush a few guys up to try to have some people in the mix.
Yeah, and that's where I would kind of worry about is they're going to have to start. I mean, they only have, like, a few guys. They're all young. Do they rush them? Is that what's going to happen?
because you know Fox, that deal with Fox, Fox is probably looking at these other stations like, yo, why aren't we getting fights like this?
Like, why aren't we getting that Adonis Stevenson-Saki Obika fight? I mean, come on, we could just be printing money over here.
I'm just saying, they'd probably rather show a championship fight than...
Oh shit, that's tomorrow, so I bet they probably already weighed in.
Oh yeah, they actually did. I saw pictures.
So,
Who else is on that card?
Shit, man, I don't know these guys. They got that Brazilian kid that, they got this Brazilian guy that I saw fight. When did I see him fight? His name's Falco. He's Brazilian. I saw him fight. Nick Arce. I mean, I don't...
What's going to happen with Golden Boy, man?
I literally don't know.
Who's going to sit behind Golden Boy and let these guys develop for a couple years?
I don't know, man. I don't think
any of those guys are close, right?
I mean, Julian, I'd say, is about 2 years away, right?
That's where I would guess, about 2 years. JoJo Diaz, about...
Three?
He has the Olympic background. I mean, that...
I feel like Julian's closer than him.
You think?
I do.
I'd have to see that.
Because I think JoJo gets hit a lot.
Yeah.
So if you rush him too quick, there's guys that have that flash power that could be all bad.
Yeah, man, I don't know. With that Golden Boy roster, Canelo's got them on his back. You know when I really saw... damn, they don't have anybody. When I saw Mauricio Herrera on a Corona bottle, I was like, I have the original set of Corona bottles, bro, and they have Danny Garcia, Miguel Cotto, Kid Chocolate, Eric Morales, and then I didn't see the second set, and then I saw something Mauricio Herrera's on it.
Is he dressed up like a teacher or a graduate?
No, that was corny. The blue graduation stuff.
I like how they had to rush it, too, because they didn't know if he won the fight or not.
He's actually, he is actually one of the bigger names in Golden Boy. I wonder what's going on with him.
Probably having trouble getting a fight because no one wants to fight him.
Yeah. I mean, that's he's going to be trouble for anyone. And you don't really have to fight him.
This is true. So, my big question for you is, what do you think of Peter Petroff? Are you even familiar with Peter Petroff?
Yeah, man, I've seen him, what's it called? Is he 135?
He is 135. He won the Boxino. I'm sure he's probably going to get a title shot soon. Because judging by our assessment of the talent pool at 135, like, if you're, like, a high-level fighter and you're close to that weight, you can get a title shot?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to think he's up there.
So he's fighting a guy that I'm not very familiar with, that I believe is a showcase fight. What do you think? Named, Guamalia Diaz. Nailed it. Perfect pronunciation. And then they've got what's the guy that's Ruslan's manager? Vadim?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hit one of his fighters that he was telling us about, Taras, I can't pronounce his last name, is fighting also.
Where are they fighting at?
They're fighting in Corona, California. Other notables on the card, Emmanuel Robles, and that's about it. It looks like it's a banner promotions card.
I think I'm going to have you give me the winners of that one.
You're gonna type into ITR Boxing and read Ralph's recap?
Yeah, I'm going to be reading that.
That timely recap?
Do you know it's messed up? I'm looking at the rankings, and Mauricio Herrera isn't even ranked in the top 15 in the WBC. This dude pretty much beat Danny Garcia. They don't have him ranked in the top 15.
Shit, that's why I fuck with boxing, though. They'll just be like, nah, dude, you don't sell tickets, dude.
That's crazy. He's like, WBA has him top 10, number 7. IBF, I don't even know if they count.
I feel like the IBF is the belt no one really respects.
Yeah, because you know who has it? Kell Brook.
No, it's not even that. It doesn't have a W in front of it.
It's not the world.
No one respects that international. It's not that you're not a world champion. You're an international champion. Well,
they also have the weakest champions.
Except for the chocolate brownie.
Super middleweight champion, who do you think of? Andre Ward, they got Karl Frotch. Middleweight, they still have Jermaine Taylor listed, even though I think he got stripped. Super middleweight,
or what? Wait, can we talk about, we didn't get to talk about this. Can we have an ode to...
Let me give you one more champion, okay. IBF, and then we'll end it. K9.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, he owns stock in the IPF. But, like, can we talk about how awesome Jermaine Taylor's run was on Instagram for a minute?
When the bubble bath thing?
Has anyone held it down for one summer better than Jermaine Taylor?
Man, I really feel bad for Sergio Mora, man. He was going to become a world champion again. And then,
I feel like people misjudge that performance too, because I feel like Sergio Mora is such a methodical fighter that he planned for Jermaine Taylor, and the styles really threw him off when he fought that fight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a letdown, obviously. Like, you know, him and Taylor, they go back, you know, when he was gonna fight for the middleweight championship the first time, and then you're finally gonna get him. You have a good shot. I was picking Mora over him, and then what? Like a couple weeks before, they tell you no.
Yeah, I mean it was pretty good. It was Martin Luther King Day. He decided to like threaten someone with like an assault rifle. Real good stuff, you know. Yeah. And what's up?
I was gonna say, who's fighting for that? Who's fighting for that belt?
I believe it is David Lemieux versus Haseem Ndaw.
Yeah, you're right. So that'd be number 1 versus 4 in their rankings.
Because also David Lemieux, one of the cooler haircuts in boxing. If I had better hair, I'd be doing a David Lemieux right now.
Is he legit?
Not really.
I can't get over him getting knocked out by Rubio.
Yeah, I can't like, put bro, you on.
I'm not taking you serious.
When the Rubio factor, didn't he get stopped on Friday Night Fights too?
Yeah, it was. He got stopped.
But like, it was Friday Night Fights, right?
Yeah.
See, that's even worse. Like, it's like you didn't even get it on the HBO, like how John Molina got done dirty by DeMarco. Like, you got done dirty on Friday Night Fights with Teddy shitting on you. Like, I told you this would happen. Teddy be hating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I forgot about that DeMarco Molina fight. I was so mad.
I was there live, and I was telling people Molina's gonna do it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, John, take a knee. I was yelling like a motherfucker for him to take a knee. He was doing the dumbest squat. I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting there hella mad with my bullshit ass media badge. That was like the first fight I was called quote unquote media at. And I'm just sitting there with my head down, just like all mad and shit.
Man, I remember talking that fight up too. I was like, man, both these guys are just going to go at it. All the time. The dude just squat there.
Dude, he just sat in a squat literally about 15 feet away from me. And he just decided to, like, hang out there. And I'm like, this is not cool. And then that ref did that, I'm just trying to save the fighter, where they wave the hands. I'm like, this is bullshit.
You can't blame him. Like, Molina, what were you doing, man?
Molina, pretty solid run of doing confusing things, but then he'll knock someone out when you don't expect it, so you gotta love him.
It's like once they put him, okay, you're officially gatekeeper, then he gets a win.
Oh, and then he stops someone after getting beat up the whole fight. What's it called? So, boxing is going to be on at noon on the West Coast, 1 in Utah. The only two time zones our podcast listeners know.
What fight?
It's, we've referenced it a bunch. It's Adonis Stevenson versus Saki Obika. Yeah, it's at noon, or 1, your time.
So you could do that, and then go on with your day, and then catch BKV.
Or you could go out, do what you want to do, tape it, and catch that BKB at night. Yeah. But is this a entertaining fight for you?
Who? Bika?
Stevenson Bika.
I think it's a knockout.
Really?
Yeah, I think Stevenson will stop. Man, Bika, he's older. He's going up in weight.
He's too small?
I just think for his style, you can't keep going up and keep carrying that style because, you know, Adonis is going to hit him harder than he's ever been hit. That's what I think.
I don't know how this fight's going to look because it seems like Adonis is regressing a little bit, man. Like, it just seems like, I don't know. It seems like after Mike picked him to be his fighter of the year, which
Mike Moreno curse.
No, I mean, like, to win Mike's fighter of the year, you just have to fight 4 times. Just fight 4 times, and you're in the running. And then if you don't fight 4 times, you can't be it because you didn't fight enough. But, I don't know. It's like, I feel like he doesn't have the public on his side. After, like, basically Kovalev is, like, damn near killing everyone in the division. And he's, like, trying to act like, yeah, I don't need to fight this dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think that is in his head. I think how can it not? He gets asked about it every time. I think he has to go there and try to top it, man, which could be beneficial for fans.
Well, I still...
Come on, love... imagine if he wins a decision.
I think he's winning a decision, man. I think he's winning a decision.
Imagine the heat he's going to get.
I just feel like it's the Mike Moreno curse. Like, I just think... But, like, is there any better line than when Kovalev called him an asshole?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, you haven't heard that? He's like, Adonis Stevenson is asshole. Is how do you say asshole? And I'm like, I fuck with Kovalev, man. That's...
I'm trying to see... Has he ever been knocked out, Bika?
Bika? Check real quick with our research department.
Research department is saying no.
Has he been dropped?
He's been DQ'd.
That really surprises me.
Let's see.
With a stat... Actually...
Bika deducted a point for low blow, so fouls are obviously... I don't know if he's been down.
So I feel like Bika is one of those dudes that's like a street fighter where it's going to be hard to drop him. You know what I mean? He's got like that, just like that stupid, dumbass will to just cup. I just feel like this is going to be an ugly fight, man.
Well, I mean, if you just look at Bika, I'm just going through, you know, looking at a couple fights, the notes, accidental head clash, fight stop, dude cut from headbutt.
DQ.
Oh, DQ.
His last fight with Anthony Durrell.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was a...
That was a barn burner.
First blow in round 8.
But, like, you never heard someone say, man, that was a good fight.
So, I mean, look at it. Look, just looking at his last three fights, he has a unanimous decision loss, a draw, and then a majority decision. So,
who did he beat to get the belt? Oh, wasn't it that Mexican guy that,
Parabon?
Yeah, that Mike Thott won.
It was good. They had a close fight. That was the majority decision.
Who are some of the guys? Look up Parabon's. Who are some of the guys Parabon has lost to now?
You want to see Parabon's resume?
Feel like he went to Europe and got knocked out by a couple of people.
So he lost to Bika, had a draw with Badu, lost to Jay Leon, got TKO'd by Degel.
Wait, he had a draw to... Oh, because Badu tested positive or something, right?
I don't know. It's just not. It just says majority draw. I don't remember that fight.
That tells you how good the fight was.
Man, Badu's getting a shot at the title, though. If you want to know where Parabon's at right now, he just, in March, he fought a six-rounder. Unanimous decision over a guy that's 16 and 14. So, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, sounds really compelling. So let's talk about the undercard.
It's a knockout.
So, Arthur Beterbiev versus Gabriel Campillo. Campillo's kind of a journeyman that outboxes.
Campillo's getting another look.
Yep.
I thought he was done when Kovalev beat him.
Nah, he came back and beat some other guys.
I see. Dude looks like Anderson Silva.
And Beterbiev is the guy that's been talking shit to Kovalev.
Okay, let's see. Campillo. Well, Campillo's gonna get beat. I've never even seen Beterbiev fight, but he has a loss to Shumanev, a loss to Tavares Cloud. Oh no, that was a robbery, right? I remember the Cloud fight.
That was the one where Tavares Cloud's mom fainted, remember?
Yeah, that was
he, like, lost every minute of the fight, except for the first round.
That was back in the day when Tavares was still undefeated.
That was back when people cared about Tavares Cloud.
And his fight after that, when he got stopped by Kovalev. He got stopped by Fonfara, too. That's who Chavez is fighting, right?
Yep.
Man, that's a risky fight for Chavez.
Nah, he's gonna... Chavez is a gamer, dude.
He is, man. That's my boy. But, bro, you can't just go up and fight these guys.
Bro, don't doubt Little Big Bro.
Little Big... I mean, that's Little Big Bro, but...
Man, the Narrow Gang.
I guess so, man, but... Fonfara has... He only has one loss since 2008. I don't know. Chavez must watch TV. When is that? That's this month.
It's on Showtime. End of the month. I think it's April 18th.
Yep, you're right.
So I'm in Chicago that day, or else I would go down to see Little Big Bro.
You going to Southside Chicago?
No. No, 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 sir. I'm not going to be in the hood in Chicago. I'm good off of that. We also got Julian Williams on this card. I think Julian Williams is going to be a really good fighter eventually.
On a whole card.
PBC? The CBS, yeah, PBC card.
He's the dude that Hugo Santinto quit against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one that he keeps making fun of, Austin Trout.
Man, you see Austin Trout's coming back against Mundine.
Who?
The dude from Australia, what's his name? Anthony Mundine.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think Trout loses, actually.
Man. No.
Man, he might. Let's see. When do they fight? Austin, no doubt, Trout is fighting May 9th. Oh, he's fighting on the Omar Figueroa card.
So let's get to this BKB shit. Gabe Rosado, Curtis Stevens. I still think Gabe Rosado might have the ITR curse where he can't win a boxing match, but he can never lose a BKB fight.
Ever. That was the trade-off. He sold his soul. He sold his boxing soul.
But he'll never win a boxing match. He can only do BKB.
He's the only dude who uses BKB as a... He got... Who did he fight last?
Brian Vera.
No.
Yeah.
In boxing.
Oh, David Lemieux.
Yeah, but he got that fight because he beat Brian Vera and BKB.
Yeah, this is true.
That's crazy to me.
I mean, it's kind of crazy that he had like a 3-straight-year run of being on network television and not winning fights, but...
let's see. I think Stevens can take him. But maybe the experience in the pit will be the difference.
How about a JSK sighting? Jesus Soto Carras in the building.
Against
that one dude. Yeah.
You know, let's see. Gabe Rosado's last boxing win was 2012.
Against Killa?
Against Charles Whitaker.
Is his alias Killa?
I don't know.
Look, let's see.
Let's see. Charles Killa Whitaker.
Yep, he got it against Killa. Yep. My boy, my homie's Tony Johnson. He's the cruiserweight champ. He's going to be fighting on this card. He's going to fuck up some guy. And the big fight for me is Pelos Garcia versus Jonathan Cheekis for the welterweight BKB title. That's the big fight. And I liked in the gym, he was like, "Oh, you know Yogi Mike? That's your friend?" And then he just looked at me, and he just looked kind of awkward. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck kind of Snapchats Mike's been sending him.
There's that. Oh, yeah, Mike said, I'm going to have the Snapchat. What, are they boys or what?
I don't know, dude. It was just awkward because he just, like, looked at me, and I'm like, yeah, that's my homie. But, like, I don't know, like, what the hell he sent, but I just had to ride with my homie. So I don't know what Mike's been sending Cheekus.
And what is your relationship with Cheekus? Just a Bay Area fighter?
Yeah, I just see him in the gyms. I've watched a lot of his career. I definitely like don't text message him or send him Snapchats and shit, you know?
So we have to find out what was on those Snapchats.
I think that next time Mike comes on the show, we'll ask him, like, what did he Snapchat John the Cheekus?
Why does he have his Snapchat name?
How did he get... That's a good question. Ray, I don't even think I have you for Snapchat.
I don't even have a Snapchat.
But I was going to say, like, I don't even think I have Mike for my Snapchat. Let me check this. Bro, that's a good question. How did he get that?
Yogi Mike.
But he seriously asked me that in the gym. He was like, "Is that your boy?" And I'm like, "Yeah." Okay, Yogi Mike.
So you're definitely pulling for Cheekus in this fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you pulling for?
I don't know, knockout. If you want Cheekus to win, I'd go with Cheekus. I mean,
I just want a good fight where both guys can come back, you know? Like, the last thing I want to see is, like, a guy from the Bay Area not get another chance to get good money, because the thing about BKB is Whether people think they're silly or not, they're giving fighters good chances to make a living. So,
yeah,
I think that's kind of cool.
What's the update on your boy, Senor Taco representative?
He's fighting in 2 weeks.
He's down at Wild Card, right? Did I see that? I think I saw that.
Yeah, he was at Wild Card. Think I'm gonna see him on Saturday. He's getting that work. He was at 10 Goose Gym. That's a future champion.
Let me get some sparring stories, man. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, you know. Well, he's got some good Sean Porter sparring stories.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So we'll have to get him on the podcast. But the problem is with a lot of boxers is they don't know how to use technology. So we have to step up our technology game so we can accommodate their lack of technology.
Yeah, it really, well, especially when we do it by the call, it's like, passcode is like, what, 10 digits?
Bro, that passcode is not working. That shit would, like, the boxers would be texting me like, hey man, just can't figure out how to do it. Before we end this show, who was your favorite of all time ITR interview?
I think one of my favorites was Sergio Mora. I think he just, because he was cool. He gave a lot of insight, and I thought it was real cool how, remember we asked him about Kit Chocolate saying that Mora had turned him down. And he was like, yeah, man, I had no reason to fight him. And, I think that insight was cool. There are a lot of funny ones, though. The Rios is up there.
I liked
the Bomb Squad.
Oh, that was just Bomb Squad. Dude,
Wilson, did you like?
Well, no, I you kind of hit him with me too. I always thought that Sergio Mora was really underrated on ITR because people just never. I've always wanted to hear him be a broadcaster, to be honest.
Yeah, so he'd be really good, I think.
Yeah, if we ever launch the ITR boxing promotion, I'm hiring Sergio Mora to be play-by-play.
Yeah, he really does need to look at that, because he really was, like I said, just kind of the behind-the-scenes. He had nothing to hide, and, I think he really believes the stuff he says, so.
Yeah, so, I have to say, though, yeah, it's crazy. So, we're definitely getting back on the thing. You're gonna have to text me the password to put the program up, and I'll do a little editing. And I think that's good. So, is this another episode of the Boxing Shop?
Just another episode of the Boxing Shop.
Episode 2.
We'll be back. 3, maybe, might be a week. Might be in a couple days.
Let me see if the. Let me check the schedule if there's actually fights coming up. Oh, my boy Aaron Coley's fighting next weekend.
When's the Swift fight? The 11th?
Oh, yep. Latin Goonies. I made a bet with the schoolboy Ricardo Pinnell that Danny's going to beat Lamont Peterson. So he's going to owe me $20 in a week.
Oh, yeah. Take that to the bank.
Yeah, I mean, that one, I've spent that money already. I don't understand why you'd accept that bet.
Yeah, you're gonna pick Lamont Peterson? What?
Well, like, I feel like Lamont has to get knocked out, right?
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Like, I mean, he got knocked out once already, and he has the belt, and this isn't for the belt, so he has to be knocked out twice, but be a champion.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if that'll be, like, the first time in history.
And then it's the IBF, so of course they won't strip him. He'll be like, no, it's all good. You can get knocked out twice and still be the champ.
You want to hold our belt? Yeah, you can hold that.
Like the IBF, Jermaine Taylor's like wielding a gun and they don't strip him for character violations. One of their champions getting knocked out and shit. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. Just keep being champ.
Oh, Herrera beat Peterson too.
I feel like a lot of people beat Peterson.
Oh, man. Frankie Gomez, he's coming up.
I'm just saying, like, I've never been, like, I've never watched Lamont Peterson and been like, aw, man, that's that dude. Like, whenever I watch him, I'm like...
I remember early when him and Anthony were coming up, and they were... I was never really sold on them.
Well, I feel like he's flirting with disaster a lot, and he gets... He either is more skilled than the other fighter, or he gets extremely lucky at times. And I feel like Amir Khan won that fight.
I just feel like he doesn't have the power for the style of fight he fights.
Hell no. And it's going to get him hurt.
Left hook.
Okay. Well, Latin Goonies, you know how we do it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, next week a little more?
Yep. Okay. Peace.
All right, like...